Rams, and then eventually the preseason game number two. But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. They have rules in the NFL that don't allow you to travel on what are called NFL mandatory non-work days. After dominating the Niners at Allegiant on Sunday, the Raiders go up against the Rams. They'll be at SoFi Stadium in their second preseason game. That's scheduled for Saturday. They're already in Los Angeles, though, thanks to
that. What are they doing there? They were supposed to be home in bed, in their, sleeping in their own beds.
Believe me, I think the advantage goes to the Raiders on this one. The rulebook technicality doesn't allow for travel on mandatory NFL off days. That's what yesterday was. So no travel allowed. So by rule, the Raiders weren't allowed to fly to Los Angeles yesterday. That would mean they'd have to wait until today to head south, which is not a lot of time to set up camp because they do have joint practices against the Rams tomorrow and Thursday. So the Silver and Black packed up after Sunday's game and flew out Sunday night instead of today. Upside? Well, two full days to settle into Westlake where they set up camp, and also it's 64 degrees there right now versus 88 degrees here right now. So advantage Raiders on this one.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, that is great. What did you think of game one of the preseason?
I saw the first half, and apparently all the scoring, most of the scoring was in the second half. But Aiden looked good. Aiden O'Connell.
O'Connell, yeah.
He's a backup to the backup. Given him plenty of reps, he'll likely see that much action against the Rams on Saturday. They'll also give wide receiver Trey Tucker a little more looks. And but this is what we do, you know.
Do you like this deal of not playing your starters, in particular at quarterback, where they don't even get a rep? Aaron Rodgers supposedly doesn't get a rep until maybe the last preseason game. There are only three of them.
I think it's gotten out of hand. I don't like the idea of starters. Your starters going, you know, four games. It was only years ago, a couple of years ago, that you'd see your starters play two or three of the games, and then all of them would take the final game off, the fourth preseason game. Nowadays, it's like, nah, we're not doing any of it. And I think what that's causing is a slow start to the season. Statistically, you see teams that can start off 1-3, 1-4, teams that are, you know, picked to go to the Super Bowl, or you know, maybe win the division, and I'm not in favor of it. I think that they should be, I don't know about required, but you know, take a few snaps. I think that's for the benefit of the team, not so much that. And if you're a season,
well, what about the fans? I mean,
I was just going to say that if you're a season ticket holder, built into that, you don't buy eight home games, you're buying 10, so you're getting stuck for those two games that you're not going to see anybody of stature play.
I was going to say, you're not going to see hardly any of the starters, and you're certainly not going to see, you know, the quarterbacks. Right. Jimmy G, for instance, I think people want to see, is the guy healthy? Can the guy get it done with this group of teammates? And we don't know, and we're not going to know.
Yeah, and I get it. You don't want to see, because we've seen this, and no names come to mind, but I know that it's happened here where we've seen a star running back, even a quarterback, go down a preseason play. Gone for the season, and no one wants to see that, of course. And Jimmy G is already susceptible to injury in his career, so we certainly don't want to see that either. But I don't think we're going to see too much of Jimmy G.
Man, oh man, oh man. So okay, so we got practices
tomorrow
and Thursday, and then the preseason game number two will be on Saturday.
SoFi Stadium, yes, sir.
Sounds good. Mark Thomas, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the lowdown. You know, you expect them to be waking up today in their own beds. Instead, they're waking up in L.A., where it's 64 degrees. Unbelievable. Mark, thanks, man.
You got it.
Coming up on the program, Ron Quince will join us. He is a candidate for Congress in CD1, Congressional District 1. He is a businessman, a philanthropist, and he's running for Congress trying to unseat Dina Titus. I'm just going to tell you, we have to do something about Dina Titus. We have to do something about the mix in Washington. Right now, the Republicans have a narrow, about a 4-vote or 5-vote lead in the House of Representatives, which dictates, you know, who the committee chairmen are and all of that. I'm just telling you. We got to begin with change right here in Southern Nevada. It's incredible, but it's true. We need to do something about that. We need to do something about that now. Coming up on the other side of the break, Deanne Criswell If you don't know who Deanne Criswell is, she is the FEMA director. And we'll let you hear from her about the ongoing efforts, the recovery efforts in Hawaii, on Maui. It is so incredibly sad. The death toll, last time I checked, I'm just reading the lower, what they call the lower third graphics on the news channels here in studio. 99 is the latest death toll that most certainly will go up. We are not done by any stretch of the imagination. So we'll have the latest from Deanne Criswell, the FEMA director. Are they doing everything? I mean, we've heard complaints that the sirens didn't go off, that electricity was scant. There are all kinds of complaints, but the big question is, did somebody do something wrong? Did somebody do something of a criminal nature that prevented these sirens from going off? We'll talk about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. And by the way, it's always good to have Mark Thomas and Andy Vieira alongside. They keep me coloring inside the lines. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Raiders continue training camp this week. This Saturday, they visit the Rams. Vegas beat San Francisco 34-7 on Sunday to open the preseason. Quarterback Aiden O'Connell led the way 15 of 18, 141 yards and a touchdown. The Rockies rallied to beat the Diamondbacks 6-4 on Monday. Arizona's dropped 10 of their last 12. The first AP Top 25 college football poll has been released. No surprise, the defending national champion Georgia Bulldogs enter the season ranked first overall. They'll open up the season September 3rd at home against Tennessee Martin. Michigan checks in at number 2, Ohio State number 3, Alabama 4th, LSU number 5. The top 10 rounded out by USC, Penn State, Florida State, Clemson, and the Washington Huskies. Oliver Luck is reportedly determining expansion candidates for the Pac-12. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get $1,000 off a 1025R tractor and 0% APR fixed rate for 60 months. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on everything you need for travel, like luggage, tech, and travel-size personal items. Plus, save on all your school essentials, from notebooks to markers. Now at Staples, you can save even more with $20 back in rewards on your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/19. Redeemable in-store only. Rewards members only.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino. It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Pretty uneventful start to this Tuesday morning commute, which is good when we're talking about traffic. No accidents to report on our freeways right now. Some of the standard delays apply in the downtown area along 95 between Eastern and Charleston. Still have that east side intersection of Flamingo and Pecos being cleared of an overnight accident, and they do actually have that shut down. So go with Sandhill, Twain, or Harmon nearby. Flamingo and Pecos is the main trouble spot this morning to steer clear of. Also an east side accident at the intersection of Washington and Mojave. Mostly sunny skies today. Highs will get just past triple digits, stopping right around 104. Rain is in the forecast, though, later on this week. Could come as early as late tomorrow night. Currently 88 degrees at Reed International Airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Death toll in Maui is up to 99. It will undoubtedly go higher as we light comes to the Hawaiian Islands and they discover more devastation. It's just awful. It's horrible. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the deceased and to the family of the deceased, the families that have been uprooted, their homes leveled. It's incredible. Deanne Criswell is the FEMA director, and she went to the White House press corps and explained about the Maui recovery efforts. Here it is.
That it's difficult to get staff and resources and equipment from the continental U.S. to Hawaii in an expeditious manner, but do you believe that you now have the staffing that you need to do a house-by-house search of the disaster area, looking for the deceased in an expeditious manner?
As I said in my opening remarks, you know, we have an office right here on the island, and so that allowed us to integrate immediately. And it was through that coordination that we were able to move our initial urban search and rescue teams very quickly to get into the area and begin the process. As we have learned what the extent of this search and recovery mission is going to look like, we have sent more personnel as well as more cadaver dogs to come into the area. And they are working in conjunction with the Maui Fire Department and the Sheriff's Office to make sure that we are doing this in a very methodical way, but one that is also very respectful of the community to make sure that we find everybody that is unaccounted for. And so I do believe that we have the right amount of personnel on the ground integrating in with the local officials to do this.
And what's your best estimate of how long that process will take?
We had some initial estimates of how long it might take, but this is a really complicated situation. The dogs can only work so long because of how hot the temperatures are. There's also hot spots, and so we have fire crews that are helping to cool down the area so the dogs can go in there. I'd hate to give an exact estimate because we want to make sure that we are precise and methodical and respectful as we go through this.
Go ahead, Steve.
Is it possible for the president to visit without interfering with the rescue effort?
Right now, our focus is on making sure that we are doing everything we can to account for everybody that has been unaccounted for. And the president has given me the space to make sure I'm bringing in all of the appropriate federal personnel and resources to do that. And so we will continue to do that right now. We want to make sure that they have, you know, all of the resources and the space that they need and not disrupt operations right now.
No visit by the president is on schedule at this moment.
At this point, we just want to make sure that we are working to help this community identify everybody that's missing, and we need to stay focused on that right now.
Good.
Thank you, Administrator. Just to be clear, has the federal government been able to fulfill every request that the state has made so far for assistance, and are there any delays that you are aware of right now, given obviously the unique challenges of Hawaii's location?
The resources that are needed, we continue to work with the governor and his team to better understand what they need. And as soon as they make a request, we get that request in process. One thing that I talked with the governor and his team about is even if you think that you might need something a week from now or 2 weeks from now, let us know ahead of time so we can get that resource moving. If we don't need it, we'll turn it around. So at this point, I have no awareness of anything that we have not been able to meet, and we will continue to build up our presence here on the island to support this. This is going to be a long-term recovery operation. We have the resources we need today, and as we continue to identify what the needs are, we'll continue to move more in.
That's Deanne Criswell. She is the FEMA director, updating the White House press corps on what's going on Maui. And it's just so sad. I mean, the families that are uprooted, the 99 deaths confirmed right now, today, that number will probably get larger as we move along. Coming up, Karl Rove weighs in on the political impact of the new Hunter Biden special counsel. David Weiss, the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, is now a special counsel. What does it all mean? Karl Rove will break it down. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Live and Local, that's the show we do every day, 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. It is everything you need to know to get your day started. It's everything you need to know so that you sound totally, fully informed when you get to work or you get to school, whatever it might be, when you go to breakfast. You're going to be fully armed and dangerous in a good way. For instance, Karl Rove is one of the smartest political guys I know of. I've had him on my show a couple of times over the course of years. Not a lot, but some. And he was talking yesterday on Fox News Channel about the political impact of the new Hunter Biden special counsel, David Weiss. What is this going to mean relative to the presidential race? Or is it going to have no impact at all? This was Karl Rove yesterday on Fox.
Karl, I guess the question is what the political impact is. And I found this interesting in the Sunday shows on Meet the Press, this take from Chuck Todd. Watch this.
President Biden's handling of the case has raised questions at a time when voters already have doubts about his age and political standing. Biden brought his son to a state dinner just 2 days after the plea deal that has since collapsed was announced. And he has repeatedly defended him, denying wrongdoing altogether, even though Hunter Biden himself has pled guilty.
Karl, how do you think the American voter, the American people look at all this?
Well, they don't look at it very well. First of all, as you point out, the sweetheart deal, you know, the idea that he had a gun charge, that he had not paid his taxes, and he gets basically a walk. And so this is one of the problems for both the Biden administration and for the special counsel. Special counsel was the guy who did the sweetheart deal. Then there's the question of, we now know there was DOJ interference in this. Remember when the whistleblowers went to Capitol Hill, there were members of the Justice Department saying basically that's off limits. In fact, in one instance, they let a witness know that the IRS was going to be talking to them in advance. So they made themselves unavailable. So we know there's DOJ interference. And the White House says, well, main justice is all in charge of its own existence and its own activities. But something's going on there. And then finally, the whistleblowers, is there new information that we learned from the whistleblowers that might cause the special counsel to say, you know what, I didn't know that. I didn't know that basically there was an interference that discouraged us from receiving information about how serious these charges were. Does that ring a bell with anybody? And finally this, Biden didn't talk to Hunter about his business dealings. Well, the question is, why not? Hunter Biden is running around on the world stage in 2015, getting paid vast sums of money by Burisma at the same time that his father is in charge of anti-corruption efforts on behalf of the U.S. government in Ukraine. And Hunter's business partner is the bag man for the sitting U.S. Secretary of State. Why didn't Joe Biden talk to his son and say, you know what, son, you're creating problems for me here. go find a more honest way to earn a living than being hired by a corrupt company in Ukraine about which you know nothing about the country, nothing about the industry, and nothing about corporate governance.
That's Carl Rove yesterday on Fox News Channel, again, talking about Hunter Biden, what's going on there. The big news of the day, obviously, is Donald J. Trump under indictment again. Fourth set of indictments. This a single indictment, a single charge for Donald J. Trump in Fulton County, Georgia. And by the way, Kash Patel is a close confidant of the former president. He has been a regular guest on this show. He is a Vegas guy. He is Kash Patel. This is Cut 7 after Fannie Willis had her news conference. He commented for Fox News. Listen to this.
The whole concept here is 19 individuals. She wants them all tried together, Cash, and she wants this done within 6 months. What do you take?
That is a constitutional farce and illegality. As a former federal prosecutor and public defender who's defended cases involving 10 and 20 defendants, there's this thing called the blockbuster ruling. If one defendant is using a statement against another defendant in the charged indictment, that case has to be split and tried separately. All 19 can go separately, or there can be a combination of the two. Either way, there is no way under the constitutional rigors of due process to get this to trial in 6 months. But more importantly, the Fulton County DA just made a representation to the world. She just lied to the universe. As the district attorney, your name, your stamp is on every single indictment. You do not have loose copies of indictments floating around and blame the clerical system and the judicial officer in the clerk's office for a mishap. She just said she has no idea how that indictment was presented and posted online. She just lied to the world. That should tell you everything you need to know about her weaponized system of justice, her personal animosity towards Donald Trump, and the destruction of due process and the continued election rigging that goes on at the state level. Now it centers around Atlanta, Georgia, and this Fulton County DA. Congress must investigate and subpoena her immediately for lying to the world about how this judicial process unfolded and that phony indictment that was put up. It was done with her approval, through her hands, and through all of her assistant district attorneys. She's responsible. She just lied to the world.
Kash Patel last night on Fox News Channel after Fannie Willis, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia, announced the indictments. 19 different individuals, a single count for each of the individuals. And if you think you're going to get this all done in 6 months, you are nuts. Totally unrealistic, and just knowing the way dockets are, to try and get this done and get all 19. The question is, will all 19 agree to stay together? I don't know. We will find out soon enough when we hear from their attorneys. But I'll just tell you, my limited knowledge of the court system, it's going to take a while to sift through 19 different defendants. Are they going to have to separate people out? And by the way, how do you do that? How do you go about doing that? You know, what folks do you end up attaching to former President Trump's defense? I mean, this is going to get very complex. And 19 different people, a single count for each, to me is undoable. It's simply undoable. And to say we want to go to trial in 6 months, you are nuts. It just ain't going to happen. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives.